together to find the answer to your fear, the answer to what we will do together to give you relief, to give you peace. Because where does charity come from? Where does the ability to love come from? Do we just generate it within ourselves and then offer what little bit we can generate, what little bit we can spare? And as many of you have heard many times in the confessional, how many times are we challenged by our Lord to say, have you taken the time to just let me love you? Have you taken the time to just let me love you? Have you sat quietly like Martha's sister Mary at my feet, not feeling like you have to do anything, but other than just to let me love you? Because we go back to when we were children, when we were hurt, when we were sad, when we were frightened. What did we need from our parents, especially when we ran to our mother or our father? What did we need? We just needed to be held and know that we were loved. We didn't need a long and thorough explanation about why our fears were ill-founded and blah, 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 blah. We just needed to be held. We just needed to know that we were loved, and that was sufficient. And then all of a sudden, there was courage and reassurance, and we could go back out and do battle. Do we imagine that just because we have entered our adulthood that things change? They don't change. We still need just that same sense of being reassured and loved. And you know, we all know, that as creatures, we let each other down often. We let each other down often, even in the most intimate areas of our family. Oftentimes, husbands and wives, parents and children, we don't, quote-unquote, love each other to the fullness of how we would like to be loved. And yet the reality of it is, our Lord comes to us and says, I'm not asking you to generate it on your own. I'm asking you to just take a moment every day to let me love you, because there's nothing that is going to change the love that I have for you. I will overflow you. I will flood you with my love. And then in so doing comes peace, reassurance, and the sense that we can reflect that abundance of love to those around us, to spouses, to children, to neighbors, to co-workers. But more than anything else, when we are loved, it is like when we were children and we were embraced and we realized that even though it seemed as if the worst thing had just happened to us, the very worst thing had just happened to us, that in the embrace of the one who loved us, that all was made better. You think, oh, that is just childishness. No, it's not. It's the reality of the human condition. And it is the same thing that our Lord offers us this day, the opportunity to just let him love us. Because the reality is, if there's going to be destruction in our nuclear families, if there's going to be destruction in our church families, it's not going to come from the outside. It's not. We'll do it to ourselves. We'll do it to ourselves because we will be unrelieved of our anxieties, of our concerns, and we will turn on the ones that are closest to us, and just in order to be able to ventilate, if you will. And you've heard me many times in the confessional, I'm sure. Who do you most want to ventilate to? To your family? To your friends? Ventilate to Jesus. Fuss to him. Tell him all that worries you, because he's going to do what any loving parent would do. He's going to pick you up and embrace you, fill you with his love. And all of a sudden, then it doesn't seem quite as crazy about what the Samaritan did in the gospel today. Because regardless of who we think we are or where we're from or whatever else, the only way that we can show charity and love to another is if it has been given to us in abundance. And our Lord wants to give it to us. but we also have to let down our guard. We have to let down all that prohibits us from just allowing ourselves to be loved, particularly guys, particularly men. I don't need to ask anybody to love me. Yes, you do. Yes, you do. We all do. We all need it. We all need, in the midst of our hurt, to be embraced, to be reassured, to be affirmed, and then to be put back on the path and said, go back to the battle. That's what our Lord wants to offer us. That is the reality of the charity that we find in the gospel. But again, it's not ours to generate. It's a gift that is given. It'll be freely given, but we have to want it. And I leave you with this last, straight from the gospel today. Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. Blessed, how blessed are we to know what we know, to see what we see, to be where we are. Blessed are we when we remember that all of these good gifts are offered freely. But what is there about us that doesn't just fully then open our arms and say, yes, flood me with all that you want to give me. Fill me with your love, my Lord. Love me to overflowing so that then I can reflect that love onto those that are closest to me and to whom I desire to most love. Praise be Jesus Christ, now and forever. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.